Thanks for joining me, Ms. Henrietta Taylor-Walls, former Tar Heel women's basketball player and sport entrepreneur. Let's start off with the background of your journey. We first met through our connection with UNC women's basketball, you as a player and me as a graduate assistant coach almost 30-some-odd years ago. And we're still connected through mutual friends, fun at Coach Jennifer Alley's annual summer bash and business ventures. Tell us where it all started as a young, energetic athlete, and if you ever saw yourself working as an entrepreneur.
Gosh, Debbie, you're telling our age when you say 30 years ago. But I think, you know, being an athlete started just growing up down south, and it being the only outlet that we had was to go outside and play sports. And I'm really glad that we've stayed connected and done some of the things that we've done. And, yes, Coach Alley. So it just started out with a desire to beat all the boys in the community. That was all I wanted to do. And it grew to becoming a collegiate athlete at UNC and having a pretty good high school career as well.
Did you play other sports besides basketball?
Yeah, in high school I played everything, softball, track and field, basketball. I can't remember anything else, but, you know, we made up your own games down south. So, but as far as an entrepreneur, the only thing I knew was that I wanted to work for myself. I don't know if at that age I even knew what that was called, but I knew that I wanted to do some things that were different. I just couldn't identify them at that age.
So did you have assignments, whether through family or church, where you had to go out and push flyers out, or church dinners, and newspaper route, or lemonade stand?
I worked in high school. I remember my first job in an ice cream shop, and I remember thinking how cool it would be to be the boss of an ice cream shop because all of my friends from high school were coming to buy ice cream. My chores, I did grow up with chores, but I think the entrepreneuring side came because I felt there would be no ceiling. Mm. You know, I felt that if I could do something for myself and work hard and make it work, then there would be no cap on the amount of money that I would make. But I have spent a tremendous amount of time in the corporate world as an adult and have grabbed as much as I can that hopefully will help me to be a better entrepreneur.
Excellent. So did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career when you were younger?
Oh, gosh. It's a village. It's a village. I'm glad that you mentioned Coach Alley. So I'll start there and work backwards, because I think that was a huge seed that was planted as I became a young woman. Just to know that you had coaches such as Coach Alley or Coach Ball, who's my high school coach, that believed in me and saw something that others may have seen but I wasn't sure, and to be directed by adults who were able to guide that and help me to become the player and hopefully a better person. And of course my family, my friends, my aunts and uncles. I grew up with a very close-knit family, and even I think as an adult, Debbie, still learning today from people who are doing great things, even such as yourself. So I have adult role models being an adult, and I had a lot of role models growing up as a young girl and not knowing what I wanted to do. But even as a woman today, there are people that I admire that are doing some great things, even with the ripples and the wonderful positive effects that you're bringing to the university and sharing with those of us as former players there.
Well, thank you, and I know you give back to the community in a great ways, everything from your business knowledge, but also your athletic skills. And I know you were definitely a very, very accomplished athlete for Carolina. Did you ever consider coaching at the college or professional level, or did work opportunities pull you away like they did for me?
You know, I think when I left, I didn't want to do a whole lot with basketball when I left the playing arena. I did give a stint at coaching, commentating. I was a Division I official, so I stayed in the game as long as I could. But from a coaching perspective, I was afraid I'd run into players that were similar to me, that were a little harder hit. But I just think that it wasn't – coaching was something that I know from the coaches I had. They had given me 199%. And I knew immediately that I didn't have that to give in that capacity. So while I considered it, I pretty much knew it would not be my career. I have a lot of respect and admiration for those men and women that continue to grace the court, especially those affiliated with our ACC and outside of it. But that wasn't the option. I did choose the business world, the corporate room, and was able to transfer a lot of the knowledge that I had on the court into those business that business environment, which I think helped a lot.
And that is very, very important. I do work helping professional athletes transition from their sport career. And that confidence that you mentioned, oftentimes there's a type of breakdown where the athletes can't seem to muster up that sense of passion and interest and confidence. And they're very, very quantifiable skills that could help them outside of their sport. But they need that counseling and that coaching to get them forth. And so that's great you were able to do that. I know it wasn't easy, but you were able to walk right into it, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. And I find myself, even today, when something is challenging or maybe I've heard business leaders around me say, I just don't see how we're going to win or get this one. And I just come from an environment that I may not be able to do it myself, but if I've got enough people on the same team with the same goal and the same focus, there's a much higher chance that we're going to be able to get it, especially if we stay focused on what needs to get done and what is not done. You and I are very familiar with The Secret, which you introduced to me many years ago. Yes. And I think that that is so applicable in everything that we do. I wish I had known it when I was playing at Carolina, but it's better late than never, because it is something that I apply to everything that I do in life, as well as the skill sets that I learned on the basketball court.
So do you have any time to read or watch television much? Any favorites? I know I've been binging on Netflix. I held off for so long with that platform, and now I can't even peel myself away.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking forward to when people have weekends where they just catch up on all the great movies. But I did have a chance to see Wonder Woman.
Yes.
And I am absolutely convinced that had I auditioned for the role, I may have gotten a role in it because of the Amazon being almost 6'3". So that's become my new quest, is to find out when they're going to shoot Wonder Woman 2. But I don't get a lot of TV. I watch a lot of, I listen to a lot of radio or TV radio with satellite, Bloomberg, CNN. I am a news junkie because I do try to stay on the trends of what's happening in the world of sports and entertainment, because that's the avenue that I'm in right now. I do love Shark Tank, which I have yes. auditioned for. And right now I'm spending a lot of time reading and listening to Phil Knight's book, Shoe Dog, which has so yes. many similarities to myself. I knew you'd be familiar with that. And my favorite show probably is This Is Us, if I do get to watch some television.
Well, someone else just recommended that to me, so I might have to check that out. But let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Taylor Walls, sport entrepreneur and former Tar Heel women's basketball star. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Taylor Walls, former UNC women's basketball and one of the first female scholarship black athletes at UNC. Taylor is now heading up a startup focused on fan engagement in sports. Taylor, tell us more about your startup and what should fans expect?
Fans should expect to have the same camaraderie and excitement and teamwork dynamics that's happening on that court or field of play, especially if it's Carolina and Duke, Debbie, that they're having on that field. We want to take that excitement and bring it into the stands and allow the fans to get their own bragging rights. So we believe that we are on the cutting edge of fan engagement and getting the fans excited to now play against the fans that they really don't like. But I think you and I know that once you leave Carolina, the Duke Blue Devils are some good people, too.
That's right. And so the fans will actually be able to use this technology on their smartphone, and they can be a 12-year-old or a 92-year-old at this game, right?
Absolutely. Basically, Fans Play is a dynamic, interactive mobile sports app that's going to allow the fans of some of the most historic sports rivalries to play against each other on game day live in the arenas. And that's where they'll use their smartphones or other smart devices. We will eventually upgrade to the point that the millions of fans can also play outside of the arena. But right now we're focusing on the arena using the smartphones and their Jumbotron. So basically, if you have a favorite team or a favorite entertainment artist, you eventually will be able to use fans play to actually show exactly what you know about your favorite teams or your favorite artists. And it's timed, so it's very competitive. You're only going to have about 10 seconds as a team of fans to play against each other and come up with the right answers.
Well, that definitely sounds like fun. And considering that sport plays such a big, big role in society, I'm just amazed at this industry worldwide, over $500 billion. It only makes sense that the advances in technology would also start being applied to the fan experience, fan engagement world. So we'll look forward to that. Now, working in the sport industry can be very competitive. What drives you? What keeps you going?
Goodness, Debbie, I think that goes back to being an athlete. You know, I wish I could sit here and tell you that I have won all the games that I've played, whether it was as a team or individual, but I haven't. But I think in total honesty as an athlete, I can say to you that some of those games I should have won. Had I gone harder, trained a little bit longer, stayed in the gym, endured. So what I've done is I've transferred that now into the business acumen. I have no idea how to quit, especially when I can see the win on the other side.
Love it,
So being an athlete, has just simply, I've got to train harder. I have to stay up late at night dealing with my developers overseas. So basically the sport prepared me for pretty much everything, including a lot of no's, because a no just simply means not right now. So I have no idea how to quit. And I have every intention of winning when it comes to this, to fans play the sports app.
Well, well stated. And we know there's research out there about the performance of women athletes in the business world. And there are definitely companies that actually target women athletes because there's the drive, there's the determination, team player, persistence. In fact, in my life, I just, I'm like the quote queen. I love quotes, but I just made a PowerPoint slide and printed it out, and it says, stay strong and be unbroken. How would that apply to you? I know that's just a top-of-the-mind question there, but stay strong and be unbroken.
Well, I was going to say I love it so that I'm sure I'll use it, because I don't think as a athlete or as an adult I have endured so many no's. And sometimes it may have been a no, Debbie, that was when I saw you. Sometimes it may have been a yes on the phone, but then by the time we met, it became a maybe and then to a no. So I really had to stay strong. I won't tell you that at the beginning I wasn't a little broken with why can't people see this, but I had to remember that this is my vision, the same way it is as you're training to be an athlete. When we think we should start as freshmen on our teams, but we have some more developing to do. So basically, you know, I think most things that we do in life can be transferable if we listen and gain the knowledge. So it all fits. I will stay strong and remain unbroken as we cross over the threshold to launching the Fans Play app.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Are there any sport executives or even non-sport leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
Oh, non-sport. Okay. Well, in the world of sports, I'm always into the world of basketball because that's the lane I live in. So I think I'd be remiss not to mention the pioneers who are still paving the way, such as Lisa Borders with the WNBA, the new president. I have to applaud your former classmate, or she attended UVA, Dawn Staley.
Yes.
Just in the things that she's done, you know, talk about stay strong. Sheila Johnson is one of my favorite. That's non-sport.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's still within the realms of it a little. So I think the list goes on. Pamela L. And I know I mentioned only women, but it doesn't mean that I don't have the same mutual respect for the men. But I think that the women, we have been trying to break into this world of sport for a long time, and now I think we're formulating our own teams, and I believe that there's room for all of us. So
very, very important as well. So if you were back in college and the sport industry was not an option for a career, knowing what you know now, whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
Oh, goodness. I would probably be Oprah Winfrey number two. You know how they have Michael Jordan number two or Shaniqua Holdsclaw number two. I would say Oprah Winfrey because of how she's touched people, because of the adversity she's overcome, and the fact that she can pretty much talk through everything. So I'd say Oprah Winfrey or Shonda Rhimes. And maybe, Roberts is in the world of sports, but we'll stay with O and Shonda Rhimes.
Well, I know Shonda Rhimes is just that prolific writer, producer, director of some powerful, powerful television shows. And I know you certainly are a great speaker, and I could definitely see you on TV and on the big screen.
I hope so. I hope so, Debbie.
You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're back with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're speaking with Taylor Walls, former UNC women's basketball player and now the CEO of Fans Play. Taylor, this conversation has been really, really engaging, but I want to ask you a question. If you were back in college, knowing what you know now, what would you say to young people? What would you say to your peers in terms of going forth, leaving a great college, and now you have to go make it? Any advice for young people, whether it's to be an entrepreneur or just life advice?
I think exactly what you said, Debbie, is to go strong and remember that being at a university playing basketball for such a prestigious university as Carolina is just the beginning. It's not the end. And to seize every single opportunity you have and to continue to develop and grow those relationships. Because when you do decide what you want to do, there will be a tremendous platform underneath you to leap from. So seize the opportunity. And remember that the world of sport and winning and losing is very similar to the way life can present things. So you've got to figure out that even in a loss, when can I come back and make it a win? So that's probably my advice.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. I'm oftentimes reminded of, and in my own life, about the importance of relationships and not burning bridges. Coming from UVA and landing at UNC, which, as you know, are very similar schools, and then finding out that there's so many Wahoos here at UNC and so many Tar Heels at UVA, and then, of course, the expansive network all around the world for both schools. But it's important not to burn those bridges. And if you do burn the bridges, and especially in my spiritual life, I talk about love and forgiveness and making sure that we forgive those and forgive ourselves for actions or words. I think that will help as well with relationships.
Absolutely, Debbie. And I think that's very powerful. You know, even in all the years that you and I have known each other, we have not been in touch as much as we could. But I believe the same thing is in relationships, there will be turbulence, ups and downs. We must figure out how to communicate through them and lift each other up. That's really what it's about, is the fact that accepting that I do want to be right a lot of times, but I also have to be willing to accept when I'm wrong. You know, and I think that's the biggest issue of getting through a communication glitch, is saying I could have done that a little bit differently. So with that, we grow. You just don't want to carry that bag of nails throughout life, because you got enough stuff to carry versus just carrying some junk. So I think we all can continue to up our communication games. Absolutely.
When it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair, retired on an island, or cheering on some young ballers, if you reflect back on your very accomplished career, what do you want people to remember you for?
Goodness. Well, first of all, I'm probably going to be sitting on a motorcycle or a G6, I hope, or somewhere in a convertible to get the rocking chair. I want people to remember that I was passionate about everything that I did. And that is the key that will keep you going on the day when it feels like the shades have been drawn. If you are passionate, you can still see that sunlight. And if you can't see it, Debbie, you can feel it. Mm. And that's where I am in my life with this project. There is nothing that can stop it.
Excellent.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, thanks again for spending time today. Taylor Walls, Tar Heel women's basketball great and sport entrepreneur. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strong.